16. Englishman's Home. Some people would say that the Englishman's home is no longer his castle, but it has become his workshop. This is partly because the average Englishman is keen on working with his hands, and partly because he feels, for one reason or another, that he must do for himself many household jobs for which, some years ago, he would have hired professional help. The main reason for this is a financial one. The high cost of labor has meant that builders' and decorators' costs have reached a level which makes them so high that the house-proud English people of modest means hang back. So if they wish to keep their houses looking bright and smart, they have to deal with some of the repairs and decorating themselves. As a result, there has grown up in the post-war years what is sometimes referred to as the do-it-yourself movement. The do-it-yourself movement began with home decorating, but has since spread into a much wider field. Nowadays, there seem to be very few things that cannot be made by the do-it-yourself method. A number of magazines and handbooks exist to show hopeful handymen of all ages just how easy it is to build anything from a coffee table to a 15-foot sailing boat. All you need, it seems, is a hammer and a few nails. You follow the simple instructions step by step, and before you know where you are, the finished article stands before you, complete in every detail.